What a magnificent sound that is. The sound of tradition and order and stability. Sit down, Miss Baxter.
Mr. Lucas.
Sit down. Splendid. Now, does your mistress know you're here?
No, sir.
Nor her distinguished husband?
No. I shouldn't be doing things behind their backs like this.
Quite right. But you are. You answered my invitation.
I didn't have much choice, did I? How did you find out? Are you really going to tell them?
Oh, no, Miss Baxter. Annie, you mustn't worry. Your employer certainly won't learn your unsavoury little secret from me. Assuming, of course, that we can come to a suitable understanding, you and I.
I haven't got any money.
Please don't insult my intelligence.
Well, then what? You want me to do something? Against the master and mistress? No!
Oh, so you do have some brains. Splendid! That will make things so much easier.
The Second Stain by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Jeremy Clyde as the Foreign Secretary, Sabina Franklin as Lady Hilda Trelawney Hope, and David March as the Prime Minister. The Second Stain.
Coffee?
Thank you.
Client? This time of the morning?
Crime doesn't operate to a timetable, Watson. I think how boring it would be if it did.
Yes, I suppose so. Be beautifully tidy, though, wouldn't it? Who do you suppose it is?
Now, Watson, really, why speculate? In 30 seconds, we'll know.
Let's have a look.
Probably some routine little problem. Plain enough carriage. No illustrious clients to excite your readers this time, I'm afraid.
Come in.
Mrs. Hudson, who do you have for us this fine morning?
The Prime Minister and the Foreign Secretary, gentlemen.
And now I've told you there's nothing to see. Move along there. Clear the pavement. Clear away there.
Thank you, Baines. Good morning, Constable.
Inspector Lestrade.
So, what have you got for me?
Well, when I discovered that the document had been stolen, Mr. Holmes...
Which was when exactly?
At 8 o'clock this morning. I had once informed the Prime Minister. It was his suggestion that we've come to you.
Have you told the police?
No, sir. To inform the police must, in the long run, be to inform the public.
Which is what we particularly want to avoid.
Why is that, Foreign Secretary?
Because the item in question is of immense importance. Its theft might very easily lead to a political crisis affecting the whole of Europe.
Good God.
Well, yes, sir.
Come on, then. Let's have it.
Well, not much to tell you yet, Inspector. He was quite a distinguished gent, seemingly. Wealthy, of course. Something of a musician. Mid-30s, lived alone.
All right, Barrett. Get to the interesting bit. Who stuck the dagger in his chest?
Unless the document can be recovered with the utmost secrecy, then it may as well not be recovered at all.
Because even the simple knowledge of its existence could be damaging.
Catastrophic.
I understand. Now, Mr. Trelawney Hope, tell me exactly the circumstances under which this document disappeared.
Well, that can be done in a very few words, Mr. Holmes. The letter...
It's a letter.
It is, sir. A letter of such importance that I never left it in my office safe overnight, but...